If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
If you hear different tunes, you know, bringing in the show and call Puss or get a hold of Puss, people are always interested. That was Duff McKagan. Some of these are mislabeled, though, and there's one of them, a couple mislabeled, so I don't want to say anything wrong sometimes.
Yeah, or get that Shazam app out.
Yeah.
Does this thing still work? Doing that a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Because I don't have the digital display on my radio. Because it's
old. That's right, yeah.
All I got is what channel
I know
it's
a place
on.
To get a new car there.
Yeah, so...
Go get yourself a new car. Treat yourself, Todd.
It's
the brand new year. In honor of your accident 4 years ago.
Song comes
buy
up.
Buy yourself a new vehicle. How about
I'm not familiar with Shazam. And right. No, I don't want another car payment.
Do you yell Shazam?
No, you okay, actually.
I think that's actually a superhero.
Or
you can't do that.
Almighty ISIS.
Yeah. You'll turn into Shazam.
Yeah. You don't say that. Yeah. You just hit the button.
And you don't yell Almighty ISIS anymore either, by the way.
No, you can't do that.
The terrorist organization ruined that superhero.
Right. It's even easier than that.
I thought it'd be easier than what Chris. I think that's an old
because that used to be the way to go. What? Now you can just ask Siri to tell you what song's playing.
Yeah.
Oh, Siri does that too.
Yeah.
But I don't have the iPhone.
Well, I imagine.
Who's your chick? Who's the who's your
whoever
Android
you've
chick?
Got?
Oh, Andy, car Andy?
Mine's just Hey Google.
Oh.
I don't know if Hey Google can figure that out.
Probably
ask
can.
Ask Google.
Ask Google.
The hell?
Yeah. Google knows a lot.
Right. Google knows all. How you doing today, Craig?
Great.
All right. All right.
do we even need to ask?
No, you really don't.
That is a foregone conclusion.
The shaking of the head sideways, man.
Craig
no,
it's doing
I
great.
That, I know most people don't have the video feed of the show.
I got a little.
Well, don't give it to them.
I know. No, we don't share that one.
A little sinus infection.
You can go look for it if you want.
Yeah. It's not to the point of where a lesser man wouldn't be here, but I got to get it looked at today.
Oh, that
or
sucks.
It's only going to get worse.
Yes, it will.
Note to self: don't kiss Todd.
Well, now you tell
again,
me.
Again,
yeah, it's a little late in the morning to be saying that.
Yeah. Right.
And don't do that.
You said I'd get here about an hour ago.
The thing where you stick your tongue up my nose.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Again,
now
you tell me.
That's sexy.
It really is.
And cringe-inducing, too, right now.
So the Echo in the Canyon thing you're watching, that's not all about Teddy, is it?
No. He's just in the beginning of it.
Okay.
It's what it is Dylan...
Jacob
Dylan goes around interviewing a bunch of guys that, David Crosby, a bunch of people that were involved in the Laurel Canyon scene in the mid-60s.
Okay.
And there's a great quote, and then he plays a concert with these old songs from the Byrds and the Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Byrds and not so much CNS, and then they were a little later, but the Byrds and the... And Buffalo Springfield and stuff like that, the Beach Boys, but he's doing it on stage with Fiona Apples on there. A bunch of guests join him in that. But interspersed is actually interviewing all these people, Jackson Browne. But Tom Petty's on it right away.
Okay.
So they must have recorded this thing a year before he died.
It was his last filmed interview.
Yeah.
That was the last thing he filmed.
He didn't look good, you know. Now, he always looked raggedy towards the end because he was an older dude, kept the beard raggedy and the hat and everything like that. But now knowing that he's dead soon after that, he didn't seem good.
Hindsight.
Yeah, in hindsight, right. But it's a great scene where Jacob Dylan is talking to David Crosby. Jacob Dylan for you is the Wallflowers, so if you don't know who that is. And he's talking to David Crosby, and Crosby's describing something. And Crosby's just telling the story. He goes, and of course, that's when Dylan showed up. And then Jacob goes, you've got to be more specific. and Crosby didn't even realize he said it to his son, you know. And Dylan showed up because he heard we were doing Mr. Tambourine Man. And he goes, you got to be more specific. And Dylan, and then Crosby goes, oh, well, Bob showed up.
I wonder if Jacob goes to Bob's concerts and goes, what the hell is he playing?
He probably does.
I wonder if Jacob even has that problem.
I don't know. But it's a Netflix, it's on Netflix now, the documentary about that whole music scene.
We almost...
And they update it with all these newer artists sing some of the new songs.
We almost had a chance to talk to Jacob Dylan when that first came out,
yeah.
But it didn't quite work out.
I think he would have been like, I think it might not have been that great of an interview.
You know what, I loved that first Wallflower album.
Oh, no, he's great.
I like his stuff.
He's
put out a couple of really cool solo albums, too.
But he seems kind of low-key.
You're very low-key. Yeah. On the phone, in person, he'd been pretty low-key.
There's got to be a way we can mispronounce a documentary. Because we got the biopic.
Which you can, that's like tinnitus. It's, you can say it both ways.
And
no, biopic. You can't.
Yeah. Biopic.
Puss mispronounced hyperbole yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
When
yeah.
he called it hyperbole.
Yeah. Yeah. It is hyperbole.
Yeah, my bad.
It is hyperbole. So documentary is a tough one.
Documentary?
See, then it just sounds like you're stupid.
That's just too close.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just stupid.
Yeah, but see, then you're almost borderlining on sounding just pretentious and British.
Yeah. Like harassment.
Right.
I will punch you if you say it in front of me, Craig.
Controversy. Well,
that, you do that on purpose,
that's
so
a good
I don't mind when you
for
do
me,
that.
For me, that's easier to say.
Yeah. That doesn't make it right.
Controversy.
That doesn't make it
right.
It
bugs me.
You don't bother me saying that.
I don't think
reason.
I've seen as many newsmen do it recently, but there used to be a couple guys on TV who would drop the H from Houston, Texas, and just Houston, Texas.
Houston?
No, punch those people.
It's Houston.
Punch those people. And it's Chile.
Chile.
If you're an American.
Viva Brasil.
That one doesn't bother me as much.
Well, he's a Latin American deep down inside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Puss is.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. You can't tell I've got some Latin in my background.
You're right. Yeah.
Well, did you see the Dwight Gooden news?
No, it's
no.
That?
Relapse?
Again, well, yeah, that's old news.
Yeah.
I just figured that's probably what it was.
No, that's hardly news. He, well, it was this summer that he pled guilty to possession of cocaine, but this has nothing
man,
to do with
back
that.
Okay. Dipped his toe back in cocaine, too, man.
It may not be his toe he dipped in.
Well, it doesn't work. You had to use your nose.
Yeah. Betting it's his nose.
Good point. But it was that long, he'd forgotten. He
right.
put his toe in it and said, yeah.
Hey,
somebody
said,
Doc, not like that.
I'm not coked up.
And then he got busted for DWI.
My toe's numb.
This year. Now then. He is going to be stepping into the celebrity boxing ring.
Oh, really?
He
Does he need the cash?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh.
You know, if you're getting busted for DUI and for cocaine.
Yeah.
That's a little image rehab, too.
Yeah.
There's that. Yeah, that's where you go.
Trying to get his body back in
that's
shape.
Where you go for image rehab, is celebrity boxing.
No, I think you're right.
Now, that's what he's saying. Sure.
But I don't think it's image rehab at all. I think it's the exact opposite.
I have seen that.
I thought you did a stand-up tour if you wanted to rehab your image.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably not that funny.
Well, now there's Jeremy Piven.
There's a lot of them out there aren't that funny, even comedians.
So he was going to... be a
Doc Gooden, you said?
Yeah. He was going to be a referee at one of these celebrity boxing matches a couple of months ago, but that fell through because the guy didn't show up to fight.
Oh, okay. That didn't pay as much. Yeah, Doc might need the cash. I mean, I'm not saying he's broke, but he says he's only worth $200,000.
Oh.
And he made millions. Even back in the day, he made a lot of money.
And who knows where that $200,000 is locked up.
That's in a lawyer's, he doesn't have that to go to. That's not, and that's net worth. That's not cash.
Right.
Yeah, that's a house is worth $200,000.
Something
like
that.
Nothing in his checking account. Right, yeah.
So Dwight Gooden is going to be fighting in a celebrity boxing match.
Yeah, I wonder how much he made in his career. He only has $200,000 to show for it.
He's 54. He's going to be competing against
who?
29-year-old Catfish Cooley.
Who the hell's that?
Yeah, that's an internet personality.
Oh my god!
One of them YouTube stars,
probably.
Yeah.
Well, according to this...
Even TMZ says, lesser-known internet star.
According to this, in Doc Gooden's career, he made $36 million.
Oh, my God. Up his nose. What a waste of cash.
His biggest contract was a 3-year, $15 million deal he signed in 91.
And that's a ton of money back then.
And biggest 1-year salary...
Now. I mean,
made $6 million from the Mets in 93. That was the biggest 1-year salary.
That's a lot of money, man.
Catfish is one of them redneck kind of comedians.
But here's the deal with this guy. They're picking... So that lesser-known internet doesn't know who Doc Gooden is. Doc Gooden fans don't know who the lesser-known internet guy is.
Yeah.
So where are you getting your money here?
From both sides.
Yeah, but who's watching it? You want to see him fight somebody you know.
Well, everybody. The old guys who remember Doc Gooden.
No, they're not.
Younger guys who watched the Tosh.0.
Yeah. He's on the Nitro Comedy Tour. a self-described redneck who squats more than 600 pounds.
That doesn't sound
funny.
Don't
fight that guy.
No, that's the first thing in your bio?
Doesn't sound funny. Is he funny?
Yeah, unless you got a squat rack up on stage.
Once again, still not funny.
Yeah, we found that the amount of you could squat doesn't necessarily equate to how funny you are.
Or no, and plus nobody cares either.
But you don't want to get hit by that guy.
Oh, no, he's going to beat the hell out of him. Yeah, yeah. Especially a coked up good.
I'm sure he's strong.
That is a top story. I heard that coming in, Craig. You're always on it, man. That led, and then they did impeachment stuff on the way in. Not that
we're not doing that.
I know we're not doing that. I know, but I'm just saying, regular news will do it, but they'll lead with that. And they did.
They should have.
Yeah. Well, I definitely should have.
No, the memes have the impeachment stuff covered. I just read the memes and I find out what's going on.
And USA Today.
Are they going away? The print edition?
Yeah. The print edition. If I remember correctly.
Which is
that
crazy.
That came down a month or two ago.
I understand print it goes away a lot, but that thing sells out in the airport all the time. I mean, that newspaper's gone every place you go.
Well, you're kind of captive there.
You are, but they're selling enough.
Even at the convenience stores, you know, end of the day, I don't see. I'll see it in the morning.
No, you're right. I see it. They're missing it, I love the paper version because it's right here. That way you can do multitask. Have something else in the internet over here and look at your paper version.
You can be reading
fart
something.
And talk at the same time.
I can do that. Yeah, I always be able to do that.
I like to have something in print, you know, when there's a...
Is it audible?
Like a football game going on in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not particularly interested in, but I just like to have it in
the
background.
I'm not going
to
say that reading is passé or old. I think you should... I mean, I realize you're still reading on the internet, but I don't mind the paper version of stuff.
No, not at all.
Because it's not... guess what I don't have when I get a newspaper version? I don't know, pop-ups.
Nope, none of those.
None of those.
They got ads, but you can just
throw them away.
Yep, flip right through them.
Yes, you can.
So what about USA Today?
Well, they're still working over there.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
And they got together 39 reporters. They were working on this for months and months. And a USA Today network investigation finds that more than, and this is not good news.
For everybody?
Maybe about 1,200 people is good news.
So not for this show, not for us.
Not for anyone.
Okay.
More than 1,200 former priests.
Oh.
I think I saw this story.
I'm glad you brought this up because this is a problem that they... This is a priest just living out with the boys, right? Living with kids.
More than 1,200 former priests, Catholic brothers, and Catholic school officials were accused of sexual abuse, but were able to move on with their lives with little or no oversight or accountability. Most never faced criminal charges.
And live near schools.
They live near schools and playgrounds, close to families and children now. In some cases, they've taken on leadership roles in new communities, becoming professors, counselors, friends, and mentors to children. It was a nine-month investigation, 38 reporters reviewing court records, social media accounts, and church documents. Now, to be sure, some of the accused priests may be innocent. We have to say that.
You have to say that, yes.
Well,
you're the news guy.
Because they're just allegations.
Yeah, but most of them aren't innocent. Like, majority of them.
They face allegations, not convictions. In fact...
1,200!
1,200.
Line that up. That's a lot of people. Yeah. That's 1,200 for you people that can't count.
Even what it means to be credibly accused varies by diocese. So you're looking at that as well.
It is
a very long article that you can read to the bottom of, but you just can't tell people the whole thing.
No, because people go to church Sunday.
I guess it'd be nice if we could put up a link to that USA Today
Do that, Puss.
Article.
Because it disgusts me.
Oh, that's just going to devolve.
I don't care. Because Catholics have nothing.
What? Someone's going to defend the Catholic Church?
No, they
in that
don't.
Instance?
Catholics don't even
they
defend.
Can't.
They
can't.
But they just move on
right.
and
oh,
keep
they will.
Giving.
When the diocese
Although
says,
try to.
Well, we
Somebody
don't.
Will, but they'll rip them.
In order to be sufficiently satisfied,
How many fingers, they always say?
Be at least
How many fingers?
Three knuckles deep.
It was two knuckles.
From what I could see.
That means you're just coaching them.
He was just barely past the first knuckle.
That's just being a good mentor. The first knuckle.
It just slays me that nothing is being done about this. That nobody's
going
to jail.
A lot of people
as a result of this.
Higher level, a lot of politicians in higher levels are Catholic and shut it down. I don't mean facts, but you know that happens.
That's because their guy's all right.
Oh yeah,
it's all the other priests that are creepy. But when I see a priest, I
just think creep.
He doesn't get the benefit of the doubt from me.
It's not fair, but it's true.
Yeah, I immediately assume that guy has probably done something creepy.
Yep.
That's not fair.
I know it's not.
It doesn't matter, man.
Absolutely not.
There's thousands of these guys out there.
But you keep reading articles like this, and it doesn't go away.
Right.
It's only been going on for like 1,100 years. That was the first investigation was done 1,100 years ago. So they have documentation, you know, going back to... the year 900.
I told you. I always remind you of this story that my buddy told me back in the summer. My buddy lives in this town. I'm not going to give up too many details, but there was a picnic going on in the cul-de-sac he lives in, and apparently somebody knew a priest. And there was about five priests over there in uniform behind the house. Now, he didn't know that to begin with, and some kid went missing in the neighborhood, a little boy. So he had to run around the backyard, and ask about 10 priests, "Did anybody see a little boy?"
Nope.
He said, "But I had to do it because we were looking for this kid." I said, "Man, that is the best story."
The priests start looking at each other. What are you going to say?
Not me.
No.
One of them said, like we do about the teachers bagging students. One said, "What's he look like?"
Is this a whole series that USA Today is doing?
I've seen this.
I saw it a couple of days ago, and there's one that's dated, I guess this would be yesterday.
Yep. The local paper did a nice article, too. I mean, I'll give them credit. The Omaha World Herald threw out an article a couple weeks back on a Sunday that listed all these people living in, not necessarily the city, but all across the country, priests that are accused living out amongst us and near schools and unsupervised and, you know. We get nothing from our Catholic friends because they don't have anything there.
No, because their guy's a good guy.
That's true.
And nothing wrong with their guy. Right. It's all the other ones.
There's something wrong with the whole. It's systemic, is what it is.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
the whole system, man.
You think?
I mean, the pedophiles hide in the priesthood. It sounds like that's what I've been reading. Not all of them are obviously not all the priests are pedophiles, but a good chunk are.
Any is too much of a chunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think everyone will say that.
Yes. Well, we'll say that because we're not Catholic.
22 states.
Fallen Catholics will say that.
Yeah. 22 states conducting investigations. Kansas is one of them.
Anybody listed the knuckle law?
Right. Nebraska is not.
Of course you're not.
Yeah, because, I can't find...
our governor's a big Catholic.
How many knuckles deep it is to make the accusation credible.
Oh, that's...
You know, we still have our priest trading cards.
Aren't they creepy looking?
Yeah, they're
in
our
office.
I know.
Up on our bulletin board.
The boys like to trade those.
Well, we're sticking with the ones we've got. We have decided that those four are ours.
They are.
Right.
They're hanging in our office.
That was an excellent.
They are. There's four
I know,
of those trading cards hanging in the office.
Excellent attempt at image rehab.
Priest trading cards.
Get the trading cards out.
Got him.
Who are you trying to kid?
Well, it's funny that they did that.
Had him.
It's funny that because who actually traded cards back in the day? Oh, little boys, all of
us.
Yes! That's the creepiest thing about it. They're looking at football players and baseball players. We need to look at us.
He must be cool because he's on a trading card.
I actually had the basketball cards.
I had basketball, all of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I should collect them all.
Will Forte says we get a MacGruber on TV.
The movie's funny.
It's going to be a TV series.
But the movie was R-rated.
Yeah.
That's why I liked it. It was a harder core than the actual skit was.
Well, who knows where this will end up?
That's true.
I mean, it could be on Netflix.
It might be.
It could
be
R-rated.
Yeah.
You know? You never know.
Hopefully, because he's a funny dude.
Yeah, I had my doubts because it was kind of a young one-joke skit.
Yeah, but
when it was on SNL.
The movie turned out pretty well.
Yeah, well, just because they made it R-rated.
They made it R-rated, right.
They had R-rated situations that you couldn't see
no.
on SNL.
Authorities in Connecticut are investigating after cemetery workers made a very strange discovery. A few grave diggers for a Jewish cemetery found a freshly dug hole. When they looked inside the grave, it was filled with water and two dead chickens. Ooh, the grave is said to have contained remains from the 1950s, that are now missing. Police say the grave was dug by hand, and they think the remains could have been taken for some kind of pagan ritual.
No, don't say pagan. Pagans aren't Satan's,
right? Is that an Adult Swim cartoon? Two dead chickens? I haven't seen that lately.
Maybe two dead robot chickens. The suspects could face desecration and larceny charges if they are caught.
Get your stuff ready to go there, Catholics, because you know what? I root for Creighton basketball, and he pissed me off last night losing to Michigan. Now, they're injured, but, you know, I'm always conflicted watching Creighton. Because
Evansville rise.
I was going to say, it could have been worse. Could have been Kentucky.
Yeah, and Evansville, no relation, though, right?
No relation.
No relation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, let me assure you, the priests over there at Creighton, they're the good guys.
No. I root for the basketball team.
They're all
That's
right.
about it, you know.
Nothing wrong with them over there. It's everyone else. It's a problem.
Did Oregon win last night? Our buddy Dana Altman.
Yeah, they beat Memphis.
I do root for Oregon, man.
I watched a bit of that.
Man.
Yeah, that was a close game, but they got it.
They were 14-13. That's a tough game.
Was that was that in Oregon on their cool tree court?
No, it's a tournament right now.
Oh.
Yeah. Where was that game?
I have no idea.
I was watching it.
I thought it was in Memphis. I didn't know it was a tournament.
I don't know where it was.
I ain't gonna push this, don't you? I think it might have been. I know it wasn't in Oregon. It wasn't the tree court. I know that.
The Phil Knight Invitational.
That's right.
Oh.
So it was probably somewhere in Oregon.
Yeah, but I think it was. I don't think it was on their court.
Portland.
There you go.
It was in Portland.
Yeah. Going back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.